This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Protests continue in Iran after the military admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian airliner. Meanwhile, the British government is criticizing Iran for detaining its ambassador in Tehran. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has criticised a, quote, flagrant violation of international law after the UK's ambassador in Iran was briefly arrested. Rob McCare tweeted on Saturday night that he'd been detained for about half an hour after attending a vigil for victims in the downed Ukrainian Airlines flight. Iran's military on Saturday admitted mistakenly shooting down the plane amid heightened tensions sparked by the drone killing of top commander Qassem Soleimani. Iranian media said McCare had been arrested because he was inciting protests, and some lawmakers were quoted as saying the envoy should leave the country before being ejected. McCare said he was not taking part in any demonstrations and had left the vigil after 5 minutes when some chanting began.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. After weeks of criticism over the handling of the bushfires scorching Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he will propose a national review into the response to the disaster, as the fires claimed another firefighter's life.
There's a lot of raw emotion out there, and that's why I say there are scars on our landscape and there are scars on our people and scars you won't see. And the rebuilding effort is just not rebuilding the infrastructure. It's just not rebuilding the towns and the homes. It's rebuilding communities. And to do that, you've got to help people restore as well. And no one's immune from that. None of us are.
The Australian bushfires have been burning for nearly 3 months. The Philippine Airport Authority is suspending flights to Manila's International Airport after a nearby volcano spewed a giant plume of ash into the sky. Passengers are being advised to coordinate with their airlines. From Washington, this is VOA News. Fresh from a landslide re-election victory, Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen met Sunday with the top U.S. diplomat in Taipei. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more on Tsai's victory.
A landslide victory of almost 8.2 million votes for Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday as she was re-elected in a stern rebuke to China. China and months of anti-government unrest and protests in Hong Kong took center stage in her campaign, with Tsai holding out Taiwan as a beacon of hope for protesters in the former British colony. China claims Taiwan as its sacred territory, to be taken by force if needed, a threat which Chinese President Xi Jinping reiterated a year ago, though he said he preferred a peaceful solution. Tsai beat her main opponent, Han Kyu, of the Kuomintang Party, which favours closer ties to China, by more than 2.6 million votes.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Hundreds of people rallied in Hong Kong Sunday in support of the Chinese territory's pro-democracy movement. They say many of their democratic freedoms have been steadily eroding under Chinese President Xi Jinping.
So it is very important to let the Hong Kong people to have the universal suffrage. That's the way we can choose our chief executive, and that's the way to choose the person we want. That's the way to choose the person that is really working for the Hong Kong but not working for the, you know, working for the China.
A former British colony, Hong Kong was returned to China in 1997. A roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan killed at least two American soldiers on Saturday and injured two others. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack in Kandahar province. All eyes will be on Britain Monday as Queen Elizabeth holds a meeting with Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Prince Harry and his wife Meghan decided to step back as senior royals. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
As the British media went into meltdown, the royal matriarch moved quickly to take back control, ordering courtiers to sort out a future role for the couple within days. Elizabeth, who assumed the throne in 1952, has weathered family crisis before and is determined not to let her restless grandson and granddaughter-in-law weaken the House of Windsor or undermine the monarchy. Representatives of the Queen, Harry and Meghan, Harry's father Prince Charles and older brother Prince William were holding talks over the couple's unorthodox declaration of independence. UK media reported that the Queen wants a solution found before Harry's next scheduled public appearance, a rugby event at Buckingham Palace next Thursday. Zaria Shackley, London.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.